tonight, shall we? Let's magnify him tonight, folks. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock. Blessed. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a stirring song that would stir your soul. Amen. Praise Yahweh. Blessed be the rock. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're joining you live here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world. We're also simulcast on worldwide internet for your convenience, listening in, made possible by the love of WWRB, offering all these services for you. And tonight we got a great message, so you don't want to miss it. Tonight, grow in grace and knowledge. You know, if you have children and they were born into this world and they didn't grow in say 5 years out of the baby stage to be able to walk, they should be walking by five. They should be talking, and they should be learning to listen to your instructions. And but if they hadn't matured in 5 years, maybe 10 years, and they were still a babe, unskillful, on milk, you'd be ashamed of them. You'd know that the anemic condition of their body, something would be terribly wrong. Well, how is it with people that's ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth? Well, what is truth? Now, that's the $64 question. And we're going to review in our series here, Growing in Grace and Knowledge. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you're no smarter than you were when you started on the journey, if so be that you've started, and if you haven't started, it's time, because the day is far spent and night is at hand. And if you don't have the experience and the knowledge, if you haven't grown into these revelations, and I know now when you were in the traditions of your upbringing, let's say that you were raised a Baptist like I was, and of course you got the Baptist doctrine. Well, they're going to tell you that there's nothing wrong with the Baptist doctrine. What's wrong is the people that won't join the Baptist faith. And so then, so it goes with the Catholics, so it goes with the Pentecostals, and so it goes with the Mormons, so it goes with the Jehovah Witnesses, and so on and so forth, the Methodists, and things of this nature. If you haven't grown out of the box of tradition that you was raised in, there has to be some kind of an awakening in your soul, that you may stretch and groan, being delivered from the traditional spirit that strapped you in and put you in a box to hold you. Now, the Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And so then, by the word, now the Bible said that the word of Yahweh is true, and it strengthens. Always confirm your faith by the word. Get into the gospel account. And in 2 Peter in chapter 3, verse 18, it talks about growing in grace and knowledge. Now, that raises several questions that we might have. How do you grow in grace and knowledge? And what are the qualifications, what are the signs that you might have when you grow in grace and knowledge? I'm going to give you a scripture tonight from the Bible. It's in the 64th chapter of the book of Isaiah, Now, verse 8. But now, Yahweh, thou art our Father. Now, you know the doctrine and the mode of baptism. If you haven't grown up enough to get out of the mode of traditional baptism of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you haven't grown too much. You're still a babe. You've stunted in growth, and you're on milk, and you're unskillful. You say, well, Pastor Peter, what's wrong with being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Well, if you look at Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, this is a particular verse that two-thirds of the majority of all Christians professing Christianity take this mode of baptism. You say, well, it don't really matter anyway. The Baptists would say baptism don't have a thing to do with saving you, Pastor Buddy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what the Bible teaches. We're going to prove that in the series of growing in grace and knowledge. We're going to start with the very theme of repentance. Now, if you haven't repented, and the repentance has to come from a godly sorrow, not a worldly sorrow. If you've got a worldly sorrow, you've done it because mom done it. You were taken there since you were a little boy or a little girl, and you learn the ways of the world, and you adapt to the traditions of the world, and when you meet the qualifications, they'll crown you with the recognition that you've met their criteria to become a member of their group. Now, Matthew 28:19, I was baptized, a nine-year-old boy, in a creek up here in East Tennessee in the mountains, a spring branch, we called it, and it was dammed up, and it was up to about the waist to the preacher. It was up almost to my neck. And when he baptized me saying, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. And he never once mentioned the name. Now, the question is, for someone that's grown up, if you grow in grace and knowledge, now, when you was a child coming into the kingdom, you believed that to be the form because that's what the preacher used, and you dared not question him. But when you grow up and mature, you're going to come back, and you're going to hear an old grizzled preacher like me maybe remind you that the Father is not a name. It's a title. That means he's got children. There is none that are calleth upon thy name and stirreth up thyself to take hold of thee, for thou hast hid thy face from us. Did you know that the word of Yahweh is hid from the wise and the prudent and the traditionalist? And it has to be open to you and to your mind that you may comprehend and understand just exactly what he meant by Matthew 28:19. Now look at it. Open your scripture there. And let's see what it says. Verse 17, O Yahweh, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our heart from thy fear? Return for your servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. Now the Bible says if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Your day has come. Today is the day of salvation. Turn from your wicked ways. Come out of the traditions that you were taught as a child and grow in grace and knowledge. Seek the path, the hidden path. The things that are seeming right are the ways of the world and tradition. The things that are right has a proper interpretation. So then, what is the interpretation of Matthew 28:19? First of all, like I say, name Father is not a name. Father is not a name. Son is not a name. And neither is Holy Ghost. It's a substance. father is a title to an elder that is bringing forth children. So now, listen to this. Oh, Yahweh, the people of thy wholeness have possessed it for a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down your sanctuary. Did you know that the devil is an adversary to you? And he'll trod down the sanctuary, that's you. And he will stomp on your understanding. He will dam up the imaginations, and the foolish heart will become darkened if you remain in that tradition and you refuse to grow in grace and knowledge. How is it that you grow? You put on the armor. You arm yourself with study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly now. Let's rightly divide Matthew 28:19. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the mode and the method of two-thirds of Christianity to be baptized. And I guarantee you, if you are listening to Pastor Buddy tonight, that I could probably guarantee you that if you're not baptized in the name, you have let a preacher use the title Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, that brings the question. You've got to have faith. Everything that you do and everything that the Bible is designed, especially, is designed in the realm of faith. You have to take things on faith. Did you know that the Bible says that the Messiah himself was baptized? Now you say, well, why was he baptized, Pastor Buddy? He didn't have to be. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me show you something for sure. He was baptized, for thus it is written in the scriptures of Luke chapter 24, verse 45. When he was talking to his disciples, he said that he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Now, it's needful that the Holy Spirit opens your understanding, and like I said, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach? If he preaches the mode of baptizing in the name of Father, Son, or Holy Ghost, he is an ungrown child. He stunted his growth with tradition, and he fell into the mire of worldly understanding. The Messiah took his disciples aside. And when he said unto them, these things are the words that I speak unto you while I was with you, that all things might be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved the Messiah, the Anointed One, to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. Now, remission of sins is where water baptism comes in. Preach first remission of sins. How do you get your sins remitted? Well, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, they asked the question. When they heard Peter preaching, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now notice this. When they were pricked in their heart and said unto him, Peter, and to the rest of the apostles, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. Luke 24, verse 45, 46, and 47, that repentance and remission. Now, you can repent, and a lot of people repent, but they can't get their sins remitted because they use the wrong mode of baptism, that they should repent and be baptized, everyone, in the name of in the name, singular, not names, in the name. Now, if the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are not the same Spirit with the same name, then you could use any mode of baptism under the Son that would approve to you. But since the Father restricted that repentance and baptism would be strictly in His name, then remission or repentance is to humble yourself, be convicted of the Word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. And if they speak not according to this Word, if a person baptizes you in the name of the Father, the names of the Son, and the names of the Holy Ghost, which are not names or titles, but if he uses that mode or method, all he's done is himself stunted from growth, has no knowledge, fell from the grace of the wisdom of the understanding. He's never had his foolish heart opened up with the light of the glorious gospel, and he doesn't know how to save himself, and he becomes a deceiver, both of himself and those that hear or obey him in the mode of baptism in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I just have to tell you that, ladies and gentlemen, not make you mad, but the gospel, if you'll repent, will make you glad when you find the formula of remission and removing, or the moving of your sins into the name of Yahweh. Therefore, my heart did rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh shall rest in hope. Now, notice this. Be baptized, Acts 2:38. Here it says in your New Testament to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall, positive statement, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, this Holy Ghost is not something that makes you run up and down the aisles, or you may now, but bodily exercise profits little. This Spirit is to teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And the Bible said it's first faith, conviction with strong assurance, virtue of moral excellence, of goodness, knowledge, correct insight, self-control, self-discipline, bodily exercise profits nothing. You can get up and run all over the house like you've got something, trying to prove it to yourself and them that watch you. But here's how you know that you've passed from death unto life. That if you have a love for your Father, and He has granted you inside faith revealing, faith assurance and conviction, the message of the true mode of water baptism. There's only one name, and by one name we're all baptized into one body. Now the question is, what's the Father's name? 6,823 times in the old parchment we call the Tanakh, or in the old covenant, we find His name alone. No other name, none other. Peter remarked, the same one that preached Acts 2:38, also preached Acts 4:11, there is none other name under heaven given among men to be saved. Now, the question is, if the Father and the Son don't have the same name, if Jesus and the Father is the same person, and if Jesus is the correct name, you've got the plan. Now, I preached this plan for 30 years. Baptism, I got the revelation. Or at least I thought I did. See, the devil is crafty. If he can't deceive you with one person, he'll use two. If he can't get you with two, he'll use three. But the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses of the word written, 5,800 and 23 times the name in capital letters. Now, usually these foolish, unbelieving babes that are stunted in their growth, can't grow, can't come into the revelation, they can't understand the scriptures, and they tell you that the name is Word, W-O-R-D. Ladies and gentlemen, that is incorrect. And who are deceived by this type of teaching are not wise. They're still babes. They're still wrestling around trying to convince themselves that he had an other name other than what is written in the original Hebrew. But let me tell you again, the original Hebrew never uses the name word. The word, it's not in the Hebrew. The vernacular, the proper language for the sacred tetragrammaton, according to all of the Hebrew language experts, say it's YHWH, or Yahweh, with the vowels applied. Nowhere was it Lord. Nowhere was it Jesus. Either in the Old Parchment or the New. You say, well, what's it doing here in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, Pastor Buddy? The fact that Jesus' name is not in anywhere can be read in the Old Testament proves of the fact that the name that should have been in the New Parchment or the New Covenant should have been Yahweh. When Yahweh himself was born of a woman. Now, I'll prove that. In the beginning was this Word. And the Word was made flesh, and the Word dwelt among us. In the 10th verse, it says that the Word was made flesh, and he visited us in a flesh body. Now, what did they name him? Did they name him Word? No. Did they name him Jesus? No. What name did they name him? The same name that the Father had. Therefore, baptize in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son. The Father's name is not Word. The Father's name is not Jesus. The Father's name is not Jehovah. It never was, and it never will be. He hasn't changed his name for no one. His name remains the same. And as it says in the Scriptures, my name will be forsaken. My name, with milk drinkers and milk teachers, they have forsaken the right way and went in the way of Baal and give us a false name, both in the new and the old. Now, they removed the Y in favor, not of a W, as some preachers would tell you, but this is in error, and it's easily disputed, by just using the original language. All you got to do. But everybody that's preaching this false doctrine of Jesus and Word and Jehovah are misguided, uneducated souls that left the foundation or left the first love and have turned into fables. And they have become sounding brass and tinkling the cymbals. But you shall, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. For you shall be baptized with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I don't understand. I really don't. How did he get the name of Yahweh? If Yahweh is his name, isn't the Son, don't he have another name? Well, let me ask you a question here. In the Gospel, as we go down to the book of John, again, real quickly, let's run over to the book of John and let's see exactly what the Messiah said on the subject. Now, we're going here to the Gospel of John. We're going to the 5th chapter and we're going to read the 43rd verse. Listen to me. And he says, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one from another? Meaning that they have never grown up. They've used tradition. They teach it like they heard it. I used to sit and listen to the Baptist preacher say, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and put you down and never use the name of the Father. Now, for those that think the Father's name is Jehovah, this is an erroneous rendering, provable anywhere in a concordance of learned men. And the Bible itself said in the Gospel of Jeremiah, in chapter 23, verses 25, 26, and 27, they have forgotten my name, Yahweh, YHWH. Everywhere you see capitalization of Lord, LORD, then you see a replacement for the original rendering of YHWH. This would be easily debatable in any form, on any platform, on any microphone, on any television station. I would be so glad if I had a chance to stand on a worldwide avenue of expression, be it radio, be it telephone, be it television, or whatever the means to take this gospel. This gospel has to be preached. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. St. John chapter 5, verse 43. Now in 39, he says, search the scriptures. That's growth. Grow in grace. Now grace is the abundance of the mercy of seeking the Father. You've got a daylight and seeking while it can be found. For night comes when no man can search the scriptures, for in darkness. Well, you can't search unless someone guides you. You're going to have to come by faith to an old-fashioned preacher that has been called and sanctified and set apart by the Master to preach the gospel. Otherwise, you're sounding brass and tinkling the cymbal. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Those who are baptized in the Father's name of the Son, Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost. No name ever mentioned. And so they've been lied to. If I tell you I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Father's name is Fred, and I use Jim, I've used the wrong name. If I tell you that the Father's name is Word, and I use Word with not one scripture to back it up, then I've used a false name. Or I've used a false title. If I say the Father's name is Jehovah, and I baptize you in Jehovah's name, and they don't even believe in Jehovah because they don't baptize you in the Father's name, because they don't use Jehovah. They use Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in rendering as the Son was Jesus and the Father was Jehovah. That's erroneous, false doctrine, easily refuted by the Word of Yahweh invested in the Scriptures. His name, again.
Well, I never heard, why didn't they preach it when I was coming up, Pastor? But is the question, why didn't they use it?
Well, because of these unlearned, unskillful men in the Scriptures teaching what they've always went to church to hear. When I went in the 30s and the 40s to the Baptist church, carried there in my mother's arm, finally got big enough to be baptized, I wanted to emulate the preacher. I wanted to preach. I'd get up on a stump in the woods, and I would get my dog and anything else that come around listen to me, and the man I'd point my finger and sling and just holler and hoop and go on like a Baptist preacher. But, ladies and gentlemen, you can hoop and you can holler, or you can speak as the gods. But if you don't speak according to the Word, it's because there's no light in you. And so then, you must come to the realization that the title Father, the title Son, and the title Holy Ghost is not scriptural. And when you baptize, saying Father, saying Son, or saying Holy Ghost, you have erred in the method and the name. 543, I am. Come in my Father's name. Now, what was his Father's name?
They say it was Word.
That's error. That's a lie. That's not true.
You say it was Jehovah.
That's a lie. That's an error, and it's not true.
You say it was Jesus.
That's a lie. That's an error, and that's a truth. And those that use this are unskillful. They have refused to grow in the grace and knowledge and bring maturity to where that they can prove all things in the gospel. And therefore, he says in the 17th chapter, and I'll prove to you, that they had been taught, I'm talking about the disciples that were chosen by him, they did not know the name of the Father. They had never heard the name Yahweh mentioned. Now, how do you know that, Pastor Bud? Well, let's go to the scriptures here and we'll find out. We're going to the 17th chapter of the book of St. John, and we're going to the 6th verse, but I'll read 4 and 5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me, not with some other person, but with thine own self. Now the Father produced the Son, the flesh. The Father is the Spirit now. John 4:24. Again, see this understanding that God was the old man, and that he slipped up and impregnated Mary, and he went back to heaven. And then the Son was born, and he said, now this is my Son. And that didn't happen. You see, the Father was in the Son. The Father was in the Son. I'm going to do that again for you because I feel the anointing. Someone just caught that message. The Father was in the Son. The Father, the eternal Spirit, was in that body of flesh that he created through the woman and called himself by his own name. You think that he would have used a substitute name when the Bible says there's only one name under heaven given among men to be saved? You think he would give us a substitute name when the Son said himself, the Father is in me. I am the causative verb to be. There's a clue right there, but if you're not skilled, if you're not knowledgeable, my people are destroyed for the lack or for the knowledge that they need to survive these little pitfalls or these little traps that Satan has laid, and you think that you're doing Yahweh a service when you disobey his word by using the mode Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or using Word, or using Jehovah, or using Jesus as an alternative to the correct name. This name alone, I'm going to repeat, this name alone has salvation. Now, Father, glorify thee with thine own self, which is the glory that I had with thee before the world was. Verse 6, I have, this is the Son doing the speaking, with the Father inside him, glorifying his own self. I have manifested thy name, not thy names. I didn't manifest Father. I didn't manifest Son. I didn't manifest Holy Ghost. I didn't manifest Word. I didn't manifest Jesus. I didn't manifest Jehovah. I didn't manifest Buddha. I didn't manifest any of these other alternative names of those who refuse to grow up and eat the meat and get off the milk. So it's very important for you to grow rebellious and grew up to be a calf in the stall. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of thine world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now, they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are thine. Oh, everything that you have given me is thine. Father, you lend me, for I have given unto them the words that thou gavest me, and they received them, and they have known surely that I came out from thee, born of the flesh and blood, not by the will of man, not by the blood of man, but by the blood of Yahweh, that they have believed that thou hast sent me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Nor did the Father pray for the world. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now, again, verse 21, or verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall receive only through thy word, or through the word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art for me. And what it said, as thou, Father, art in me. The Father was in the Son, reconciling the world unto himself. The world meaning his children that were his from the foundation of the world with their names written. That word world is interjected through the Greek improper. For they may be one as thou, Father, art in me. Not of me, but in me. Again. The Father in the Son. You see, the Father overshadowed Miriam, and she conceived the essence of God in the flesh. Yahweh, born of a virgin. You say, well, you know they didn't call his name Yahweh. But what did the angel say? Well, they said, call his name Jesus, Matthew 1:21. Oh, really? Let me give you a refresher course. In the book of Isaiah, in chapter 7, verse 14, said that they would call his name Emmanuel. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, it's not Jesus. He didn't say he called his name Jesus. That's added by the Greek translators who tried to give you Jesus as a substitute. And if you're not grown in the word, if you're not eaten from the meat, you're going to fall for that. I did. Perhaps you have. I repented, and I came out of it, and you can too. If you're mature, if you're praying, I fasted my way out of this very entanglement of the seen right way. And ladies and gentlemen, it is hard to overcome the deception and the tradition of the world. I pray, Father, that all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent them, and the glory which thou hast gave me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are, O-N-E, not T-W-O, or T-H-R-E-E, we're not one. In essence of the Spirit, it was one in all of the essence of both Spirit and flesh, God in Christ, the Spirit, reconciling the flesh unto himself, that we may be one as we are one. I in them, and thou in me. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. So if that Spirit is not God's Spirit, one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body, and that has to be in the proper name. Now, listen to this. Father, I will that they also that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Verse 25. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have, verse 26, St. John chapter 17, I have declared unto them thy name, not names. See, Father and Son and Holy Ghost is not name, it's titles. He didn't say to baptize in the title, said baptize in the name. Your mission, if you accept this, with the call of the gospel, and they that are of Yahweh will hear his word, they hear not because they're not of Yahweh, I have declared unto them thy name. They didn't even know the name. Peter was a fisherman. John was a fisherman. James was a fisherman. They were just boys like the ordinary. And he taught them the mode and the method of repentance and baptism for the remission of sins, so that they might know to pass it on to you if you can figure out the mystery. And the Bible says that great is the mystery of godliness. God, Yahweh, was made flesh. God was seen of angels. God was preached unto the house of Israel. And God, with his glory, is now resurrected and sits on the throne, not beside the Father, but as the Father, with his right hand, be made bare, the sonship, put off on the torture stake. There's no more son. He's now fully Father. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Son was given for you. And then the Father raised up that same body that he was in when he got out of it, off the torture stake, and went and preached the souls that disobeyed in the days of Noah. He redeemed them through the formula of water baptism only in the name of Yahweh. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The name of Jehovah is a weak tower. The name of Jesus is a weak tower. I don't care how many believe on it. It's still weak if it's not right. The name of Word is a weak tower built upon a sandy foundation that will fall when the truth. You say, well, what's the truth? Well, in 17:17, listen to what it says. Sanctify them, Father, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. I have declared unto them, verse 26, thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherein thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Now, if it had been Jesus, and it was written like that, they would have heard his testimony. They would have seen his miracles. And they would have seen his sign. But did you know the name he was using, that they were scared to death every time he got in the crowd and used it? Because he blasphemed, according to the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they would pick up rocks to stone him. Matter of fact, in John, in chapter 10, verses 30, when he said, again, just like I read right here in verse 17, chapter 17, he said, I and my Father are one. And then, the Jews, the unbelievers, the skeptics, the traditionalists that hadn't grown, wouldn't hear the word, they weren't a sheep. But tonight, if you hear this word as a sheep, and you need to be baptized in the only name under heaven, given among men, that you may comprehend and understand that this name was the name from the very creation, and through his name salvation is obtained. For he said, I have glorified thee on earth and have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. When he comes back on on the clouds with glory and honor. In the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 31, he's going to sit upon the throne of his glory. You ain't going to see two or three sitting there. If you're baptized in three titles, Father, Word, and Holy Ghost, he's going to say, well, what's my name? My name is not Father. My name is not Word. My name is not Jehovah. My name is not Jesus. What's my name? What name did the preacher tell you on worldwide radio? You've heard this, and it'd be better for you to not have heard it than to hear it and not obey it. Now, if you've obeyed it and then failed from your steadfastness, you need to repent and return to your first love. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so remarkable that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. If you would understand that the scriptures are so righteous. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right that I pass along, as I am in this tent of the tabernacle of my body, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that surely I must put off my tent, or my tabernacle, or lay my life down, just as our Messiah, Yahweh Shua, showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after that I'm deceased. And for this very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, perseverance to godliness, to godliness brother kindness, and to brother kindness love. For if these things are in you and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Messiah, Yahweh Shua. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. And therefore, brethren, be more diligent to make your election and calling sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Yahweh, our Savior, and our soon coming King. For this reason, that you know that we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Messiah, Yahweh Shua, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. When he said in the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew, this is my beloved Son, in whom, not of whom, in whom, God is a spirit, in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice, which came from heaven when we were with him on the mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you would do well to heed, as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your heart. Knowing this verse, that no prophecy that we've given to you is of Scripture, is of any private interpretation. For prophecy came neither by the will of man, but holy men of Yahweh spoke as they were moved upon by the Holy Spirit. For there will be false prophets among you who shall bring in false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresy, even denying Yahweh who brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many
many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed and spoken evil of. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction will not slumber, for it will be swift when Yahweh brings the wrath and the judgment to this planet. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got my message, part one of the growing in grace and knowledge. Would you like to grow just a little bit? Why don't you study about the name of Yahweh? If you don't know his name, just write me tonight. And write my sponsors, Brother Mark and Audrey, Sister Audrey. They would give you information gladly. They would teach you. They would spend hours with you if it's necessary. Dr. Gary, he would spend hours with you and tell you that this wonderful name, which captured him and his soul, and he was obedient, baptized in the name of Yahweh, not Father, not Son, not Holy Ghost, or not Jesus, or not Word, or not Jehovah, but in the name of Yahweh, the name above all names. Or you could call Brother Paul at 1-800-253-2748. He'd be glad to talk to you. He would rather talk to you about Yahweh and the way of truth. Dr. Gary would rather talk to you. His number, 1-877-289-7439. Both of these men love Yahweh. They're not interested in selling anything. They don't make nothing anyway. All of it's given to the ministry to support the call that's going out to you tonight with the love and charity of Brother Mark and Audrey, Dr. Gary, and Brother Paul, making this possible that you could hear my voice and that you could have a truth revealed to you that is not revealed every day as it's written in the scriptures. Many false prophets have gone out into the world, and they themselves are preaching false doctrine to deceive, as it was, the very elect. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not possible if you know the King. It's not possible if you are going to rise and shine. For Yahweh is near you, even to reveal to you the great and the magnificent name of the King of all kings. He is the great one. He's the mighty one. He's the rock. He's the foundation. He's the soon coming one that would give you glory and give you love and give you understanding if you would just take his name upon you and learn of him today. Well, I see that my time is just about come and gone. But if you'd like to write me tonight, write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Again, my address is Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'll see you tomorrow night now, ladies and gentlemen, around the world on the transmitting Jewel South, WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel on the transmitting Jewel of the South. I'll be in here late hour, 11 p.m., Yahweh willing, and we will have part two of Growing in Grace and Knowledge. And we hope and trust that we've said something tonight that will perk your heart and prick it to the extent that you would want to hear part two of Growing in Grace and Knowledge. Remember, my people, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Therefore, if you are destroyed for the lack, that means you haven't grown in grace and knowledge. So then, many people who profess him with their mouth, but their heart is far from him because they won't do it his way. They've done it the church's way. They've done it the traditional way. Father and Son and Holy Ghost is tradition without interpretation. When the apostles preached, they preached strictly in the name of Yahweh. For salvation is in none other name under heaven, and we can prove that in the Old Covenant. We don't only have to have the New Testament, we got the Old Covenant to prove that the Father was Yahweh, and that the Son was Yahweh, a flesh body made flesh. God is a spirit, Yahweh is a spirit, and Yahweh created himself a body. He walked in it for 33 years. And he laid his life down on the line. I'll see you tomorrow night at 11 Eastern Standard Time on WWRB. Many blessings to you for part two of Growing in Grace and Knowledge. I love you, and may Yahweh's blessings be upon you.